Calling all parents and teachers. It's time to rep Kid News and check out some partner brands and products we think you're going to love. Since it's an election year, how about a kid's book on voting? Or colorful ideas for a spring refresh of that messy homework desk? Plus, there's always fun Kid News swag. Moms, dads, guardians, and teachers, go to starglowmedia.com/shop to check it all out. If you're listening on a podcast platform, you can also find the store link in the description for today's episode. And don't forget, subscribe to Starglow Plus to skip the ads on all your favorite Starglow podcasts. Happy listening! Good morning and welcome to Kid News. I'm Tori. It's Tuesday, April 2nd, 2019. And we begin with a crazy sight off the coast of Louisiana. The National Guard and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service just teamed up to drop 10,000 donated Christmas trees from a helicopter into the waters near New Orleans. Apparently, it's good for the environment. Once underwater, the trees help to absorb the energy of waves and prevent shoreline erosion. And that's a big problem in Louisiana, where a football field size of land disappears every 90 minutes. Residents of the bayou call it a win-win-win. Trees get repurposed, the marshes are restored, and the National Guard gets valuable training. The post-holiday drop is a tradition that dates back nearly two decades. In political news, the city of Chicago is voting for a new mayor today. And no matter who is elected, the winner will make history. That's because the two candidates facing off are both black women, and Chicago has never had a black female mayor. Lori Lightfoot is a former federal prosecutor and was president of the Chicago Police Board. Toni Preckwinkle is the president of the Cook County Board of Commissioners. The two women were the top vote-getters out of 14 candidates in the initial election back in February, but neither got more than 50% of the vote, so they're having a runoff today. One of them will replace outgoing mayor Rahm Emanuel, who could have run for a third term but chose not to. We now know exactly why the Stones had to put the brakes on their No Filter tour. Lead singer Mick Jagger needs heart valve replacement surgery and is expected to undergo the procedure in New York City this week. Doctors say he is in extraordinary physical shape. He reportedly runs 8 miles a day, 6 days a week, and are predicting a full recovery. Even so, the entire U.S. tour, which was supposed to start in Miami later this month, is now on the back burner. Jagger is 75 years old and has been the band's frontman for 57 years. Soon, but not yet. Today was the day the Democrats in Congress had asked the U.S. Attorney General to release the full Mueller report on Russian involvement in the 2016 presidential election. But that's not going to happen. The AG, William Barr, has said he plans to release the nearly 400-page investigation by mid-April, if not sooner, and parts of the report will be redacted or blacked out, mainly to protect intelligence sources and methods. Barr says he's also willing to appear before Congress to testify about the Mueller report early next month. For nearly 30 years, there was a real mystery on a beach in western France. Hundreds of bright orange novelty phones, shaped like Garfield, the lasagna-loving grumpy cartoon cat, kept washing ashore, and no one could figure out why, until now. It turns out volunteers cleaning the beach discovered a long-lost container full of cat phones that must have fallen off a ship during a big storm. It was nestled in a rocky sea cave that is normally cut off by the tide and only accessible a few days each year. One volunteer says, despite the fun of Garfield, this situation highlights a serious pollution problem for our oceans, as plastic does not decompose and can linger for centuries. When Tammy Lewis was born, she weighed only 1 pound, 4 ounces, the smallest surviving baby in Texas at the time. She spent the first 3.5 months of her life in the neonatal intensive care unit. She was considered a micro preemie and had tubes hooked up to her to help her tiny lungs breathe. Now, 34 years later, Tammy is back at the same hospital where she works in the same NICU that once saved her life. And she's even working alongside some of the same doctors and nurses who were there when she was born. Tammy says she wanted to give hope to many families with her own story of survival. And that's it for Kid News. Now the Kid News Quiz. Why are thousands of old Christmas trees being dropped into the waters near New Orleans? To absorb the energy of waves and reduce shoreline erosion. How will the winner of today's election for Chicago mayor make history? No matter who wins, she will be the first Black female mayor in the Windy City. How much did a micro preemie baby weigh when she was born 34 years ago in Texas? £1, 4 ounces. How old is rocker Mick Jagger? 75, and he's expected to get a heart valve replaced this week. And in one for the road, McDonald's got itself in a pickle yesterday when its attempt at an April Fool's joke went sour down under. The fast food chain posted a video on Twitter claiming it was adding a new burger, the McPickle, to its menu in Australia. Pickle fanatics were initially thrilled until the truth came out that it was just a prank. The giveaway? McDonald's posted a comment saying the McPickle would be available until yesterday. Thanks for listening. And if you like what you're hearing, please take a moment to rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. We hope you tune in again for more Kid News tomorrow morning.